Chapter 3. Opposite the Volterra gate of Monteriano, outside the city, is a very respectable whitewashed mud wall with a coping of red crinkled tiles to keep it from dissolution. It would suggest a gentleman's garden if there was not in its middle a large hole, which grows larger with every rainstorm. Through the hole is visible, firstly, the iron gate that is intended to close it, secondly, a square piece of ground which, though not quite mud, is at the same time not exactly grass. And finally, another wall, stone this time, which has a wooden door in the middle and two wooden shuttered windows each side, and apparently forms the facade of a one-story house. This house is bigger than it looks, for it slides for two stories down the hill behind, and the wooden door, which is always locked, really leads into the attic. The knowing person prefers to follow the precipitous mule track round the turn of the mud wall, till he can take the edifice in the rear. Then, being now on a level with the cellars, he lifts up his head and shouts. If his voice sounds like something light, a letter, for example, or some vegetables, or a bunch of flowers, a basket is let out of the first floor windows by a string, into which he puts his burdens and departs. But if he sounds like something heavy, such as a log of wood, or a piece of meat, or a visitor, he is interrogated and then bidden or forbidden to ascend. The ground floor and the upper floor of that battered house are alike deserted, and the inmates keep to the central portion, just as in a dying body all life retires to the heart. There is a door at the top of the first flight of stairs, and if the visitor is admitted, he will find a welcome which is not necessarily cold. There are several rooms, some dark and mostly stuffy, a reception room adorned with horsehair chairs, woolwork stools, and a stove.